President Mahama said government will continually engage labor on pertinent issues to foster growth. He acknowledged that communication is a vital tool which underpins this collaboration. Therefore, government will not slacken its efforts to dialogue more. President Mahama also commended the media and other whistleblowing entities for their help in fighting corruption in the country.
I recognize that we need to make greater efforts to improve the channels of communication so that we may strengthen our collaboration. I recognize too that communication involves both talking and listening. Your views are vital to the success of this collaboration, and I assure you that they are received not with contempt but with careful consideration. It is precisely because of our desire to sustain this sort of collaboration that government was inspired to schedule a national economic forum to take place in the middle of May to continue addressing some of these critical issues and working together to find sustainable solutions. Your views help government to shape its policies and to determine which points of concern are the most urgent. This has been the case with your concern about corruption. We are able to determine that corruption is possible in part because of our weak institutions and systems. And so government has placed a greater focus on strengthening its institutions and re-examining all systems to find where the flaws are. I commend the media and the various civil society organizations that have made it a point to expose corruption wherever it is encountered or discovered. It is because of the vigilance of those voices that government has been aggressively putting in place measures to prevent corruption. And we look forward to working together with the people and organizations of Ghana to put an end to this scourge of theft.
President Mahama said as government works hard to satisfy the interest of workers, labor should also reciprocate this by putting in efforts that commensurate to what they earn. He congratulated the nation's workers and hoped programs tailored towards streamlining the labor front are fruitful.
While we negotiate for pay adjustment, we must also pay attention to the very low public sector productivity index. A good living wage has an inextricable link to our level of productivity. We hope this year to be able to work with organized labor to put in place the instruments and systems to enhance labor production in Ghana. My brothers and sisters, I'm encouraged by the continuing dialogue that our citizens are having about the economy. I'm encouraged by everyone's desire and determination to make sure our nation is indeed moving in the direction of prosperity. If we are to succeed, we must all keep our shoulders to the wheel. We must all play our part, and that is what today's celebration is all about. Congratulating and thanking you, our workers, for the part you play every day in the building of our nation. And so, on this auspicious occasion, allow me once again, in solidarity and support with our gallant workers, to say, Ayiko, you have made us proud. Long live workers' solidarity, long live Ghana, long live the people.
You heard President John Mahama at the National May Day Parade at the Black Star Square in Accra.
Still on the May Day.